It is 6 in the morning. The sun is rising over a village mosque in Hutubi, a county 80 kilometers away from Xinjiang's capital city, Urumqi. 48-year-old Imam Yang Jie has just finished his one-hour early morning exercise. Putting down the fitness equipment, the tall Hui man wearing a white prayer cap is ready to lead the first prayer of the day.
My daily duty is hosting religious affairs in the mosque, including leading prayers 5 times a day. The first prayer begins at 6:20. I became an imam on May the 27th, 1993. It has been 22 years.
Wearing a pair of glasses and with a gentle smile on his face, Yang Jie easily reminds people of the ancient Chinese saying of keeping a classy demeanor, graceful as a jade. As the religious leader of the village, he is a warm-hearted friend to more than 200 followers. However, what makes him well-known is his role as a trendsetter.
After finishing the first prayer, it's 7 o'clock. I often check my WeChat group on my iPhone for more than an hour to see what my followers are talking about, if there are questions for me to answer. I will share verses from the Quran or the Hadith in my WeChat groups, words that exude positive energy. Some believers are illiterate, but they can learn something positive by being in this chat group. Take a look. I just posted something in my WeChat friends circle for moments. Already 14 people have commented on my post.
WeChat is one of the most widely used social media platforms in China nowadays. As the first to use cell phone, the internet and WeChat among the religious people in the city of Changji, Imam Yang Jie has led this new tech trend. However, things were quite different years ago.
I began using a cell phone in 1998, which was 17 years ago. At the beginning, many followers and locals couldn't understand. Some religious people and other imams, they didn't understand either. Many believers said only businessmen use cell phones and that it wasn't proper for an imam to be using one. Their impression of an imam was an aged man wearing a robe and keeping long beard.
Yang Jie says it is definitely stereotyping. In order to change people's mindset, he decided to withstand the pressure and take a lead to do things he believes are right. He is the one who told villagers investing in stock markets does not contradict their belief system. He also encouraged the villagers to use the internet and help them set up broadband. The open-minded religious leader says he believes nowadays imams should use modern concepts to show followers a better life.
Now they often ask me about new things online. I think imams are not only carriers and the spokesmen of traditional culture, they are also communicators and practitioners of modern knowledge. What imams say and do will have an impact, directly or indirectly, on life and development of other Muslims.
Of course, that does not overshadow his prime mission, which is conveying religious wisdom to people.
Many followers believe that they were born to bear sufferings. I tell them Allah will bring happiness to people. Allah created this world and the human being, so the human being is tasked with making this world more beautiful. People should make this world better instead of ruining it. People should always put the needs of others in mind, because a person's self-achievement lies in whether the one can help others.
Like he says, Yang has always been trying his best to extend a helping hand.
I keep my cell phone on 24 hours a day, so I can answer their request as soon as possible. When a follower is dying and waiting for the imam to come, I will clean myself and dress up before carrying out religious at the hospital. This is part of my duty.
For years, welcoming newborns and bidding farewell to the deceased have been part of Yang Jie's life. For him, it is not just his belief system, but also his simple yet devout lifestyle that makes him respect life.